I keep thinking you'll come on back to me. Welcome back to the Generally Dysfunctional Podcast, folks. I'm your host, the most, Nikosi, and I have with me here some of the finest homies that the Game has to offer. I've got with me Mariba over in England, Ken over in England, Darren McMillian, as his government name, down here in Trinidad. So what's going on with you fellas, man? It's been a week since we heard from you all. What's going on? How are you all doing? Well, damn. Jesus.
I'll input. I'm just chilling on second week of my holiday.
Don't even bother. niggas out of it, man. Niggas be tired of shit. They be grinding.
Oh, really hanging on you.
You guys alright?
Oh, my eyes are hitting.
Nigga struggling. In general, all type of shit happening, man.
But ten on vacation. Yeah. Don't worry. The cold got him.
Nah, I'll recover. All
Jesus, right. Man. Jesus. It's Mercury and Gatorade or whatever. What's going on?
What Gatorade?
You know what they say? Mercury's in retrograde. They use that as an excuse for all sorts of stupid behavior, when it's actually just physics.
All I just say is like a full moon coming soon, you know? That's all I just say.
Is what it is, yes. This is episode number 35. We're going to shout out all the listeners out there in Trinidad, out there in England, out there in Kuwait, in America, you know? Thanks for rocking with us. Thanks for listening every week. I have a couple of questions for you guys today.
Yeah, it's 54.
Is it 32?
No, 54.
54 is the answer to the universe?
No, the answer to the universe is 69.
Yeah, you know what, we're getting over.
It's 42, yeah, it's 42. It's
42.
Yeah.
No, I said 54. Live with it.
That wrong and strong. Speaking of wrong and strong, how does one prove they're not racist?
You never do. You're not racist until you are, I guess.
Like if you were to start a job, let's say, yeah. Right? And an eager white person wants to prove that they are not, you know what I mean, they're not of, you know, the Trump affliction.
It's easy. Either you go on stage and rap like Eminem.
then I know for Trump. Sure you're racist as fuck. Then I know you're racist.
Eminem against Trump.
Then I know you're racist.
Or marry someone black and have mulatto children.
Marry someone black does not make you not racist. Yes, you can.
No, you have mulatto children.
So what?
So he's on the
have mulatto.
What the hell?
You can keep saying mulatto.
You can say it more, you can say it louder. It doesn't make it not racist.
They could be caramel, they could be beige.
Yeah, right. Mulatto.
They could be whatever, you could still be racist as fuck.
Get them mulatto babies going.
Yeah. I feel like only way to prove you're not racist is to go up to your nearest black person and say, I condemn all white devils and my white devil ancestors.
If someone do that to you in the middle of the street, you know, look at them.
If we do that, I would say welcome to the clan and shake his hand.
Bring me some apple pie.
Apple. What the fuck apple pie to do with racism?
It's a piece of frig, yeah? It's a piece of frig. They come over, they bring you that, you enter a new neighborhood. You hear knocking on the door. You know?
Could you imagine?
Good evening.
like, honestly, there is no way you can prove that you're not racist. There's absolutely no way. So when you're accused of being racist, You can't defend yourself. There's no right defense.
So I mean, if you are accused of being racist, then you have done something that is inherently racist, because no one is going to accuse you of being racist.
That's a very bad way to think.
People do accuse people of being racist
when they have done nothing.
Yeah, white people do it to black people.
No, black people do it to white people
as well.
Yeah.
I'm struggling to think of an example where a black person would call a white person racist when they're not being racist.
I have one. I worked with a guy and he was lazy as fuck. A black guy. He was lazy as fuck. And the white supervisor told him to do a job and he didn't do it for many, many days. And when the supervisor wrote him up for not doing his job, his defense was, the supervisor is racist. He don't like black people.
You see, the supervisor is racist because supervisor, right, come from overseer, and overseer goes into officer. Like, y'all niggas never listen to KRS-One, man.
Yo. I don't know what kind of crack that you've been smoking recently. Maybe that pain medication going to your head, something. But there are many instances where black people use the racist card. They pull the racist card as a defense.
We need more hotep friends.
I wouldn't know how to prove it because it is what it is. The blatant one are there. You can know the blatant one. You can know the subtle ones. But the closet ones, you're just never going to figure out.
Well, I mean,
go to work and give smile with other people, but underhandedly, them trying to get you sacked and stuff. Some people you just don't know. You can't prove it. Sometimes you just can't prove it. For some, the blatant ones are the blatant ones. Yeah, the subtle ones where you keep getting missed for promotions and stuff like that. The subtle ones, I guess that's the best subtle ones I've got. Yeah, fair enough. But let's say for example, a girl says, "I don't date black people." Is that racism or that's preference?
That racism right there. Got to get that BBC in your life.
Her reasening is, "I don't like the skin."
That's racist as fuck.
Does she have to like the skin? This is the question. Does she have?
Yes.
She doesn't hate it. She doesn't hate people. She just doesn't find it attractive. That's what it is. That's the preference.
Yeah, that's the preference.
So there you go. So like I said, how do you prove it?
With the example that Wattless gave, that Darren gave. I mean, that is easy to prove that you're not being racist. If the guy accuses the supervisor of him, you know, being racist towards him, then it's as simple as saying, "Hey, you literally don't do your job."
Right, but it's a he says. It's he says. Is one person saying something versus the next person saying something, and one person calls him a racist, then that looks bad and that stains him for a while.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does, because
if you can prove it, I don't think it does.
Whether you can prove it or not, because here it works. You call a man racist in a company, and then everybody now watches you and like, "Wow, racist." And then in that case, where the people above come to deal with the situation and they talk to the guy, at that moment when the guy call him racist, he's gonna do all his job. He's actually going to do his job. So then they're going to ask, what is the write-up for? And he's going to say, well, the guy hasn't been doing his job. And when you now look now, his job is done. So it's going to look like you
see, this is where people like you come in, where you have seen what is going on.
No, fuck that shit.
Also, Ken is echoing. Ken is the one who's echoing. See the headphones there, buddy. Ken?
No, I'm just trying to sort it out.
Okay. Is that enough? We'll
see. Go ahead, Wattless. Yeah, in a case like that, you can't, even if the guy wins it, the claim, and he proves that, okay, the guy really wasn't doing his job, other people now would be like, "Yo, you gotta watch that guy, he might be racist."
I guess I can see it, but I feel like that is a lot less likely to be the case.
You can accuse someone with no proof, right?
Yeah.
And then
this is like the sexual harassment stuff.
Yeah, this is like rape. You can accuse a nigga for raping you, and it's up to him now to be innocent and prove his innocence.
I feel like with racism, it doesn't stick as much.
Yeah, it doesn't stick as much. It's a dumb version when it comes to race.
Yeah. Because black people... Anyway, sorry.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Just keep a question out there. Which one is harder to prove? That you're not a rapist or that you're not racist?
Harder to prove that you're not racist. That you're not racist.
Because you cannot prove that you're not racist.
There's no way to just straight up prove. There's a way to prove whether or not you rape someone, but there's no real way to prove if you're not racist.
Yeah, what you gotta do is marry that black Indian some other race and just get those mulatto babies going.
When I was in university, right, for my first couple of weeks at university, I got into this group of friends, right, and along came this other guy, Zaid. Shout out my nigga Zaid. He's not really a nigga, but that's my nigga for life, regardless. That's the big homie over there in Kuwait. Along came this guy, Zaid, who hadn't been around for a minute, and I was introduced to him. I don't know what prompted him to say, hey man, do you listen to hip-hop? Because initially when he said that, like, that was basically the first thing he said to me. I was like, this racist ass motherfucker. Like, where do you get off? Maybe I like EDM, nigga. What the fuck?
Yeah, you know? Ask a question.
Right? No, exactly. He asks a question, right? And reluctantly, I was like, I mean, yeah, I listen to hip-hop, you know? And I kind of left it like that. I didn't really expect anything else to happen from there. But over time, hanging out with these people, come to find out, homeboy is super deep in hip-hop. Like, he loves hip-hop. He probably loves hip-hop more than me. The culture, the music, you know, we listen to the same type of artists. We like the same, you know, type of cadences. Nas is our favorite artist of all time. So it's really uncanny. We're kind of like hip-hop brothers, in a sense, because we like all of the same stuff. I know every time I think of someone being racist, I have to remember that Zaid, people like Zaid exist, where they just simply do enjoy black content. You know? Shout out to big homie Zaid, man. Shout out to big homie Zaid. But yeah, I think the only way to prove that one isn't racist is, at least to me, to come up to me with an apple pie and be like, yo, I reject all white devils and I reject all of my white ancestors. I feel like in a past life I was a hotep, and I annoyed many women.
How do you know you're not one now?
I mean, this is just residual.
You know what?
This is residual.
You know, I have to cut the whole first topic. So just keep going.
Yeah, I mean, maybe I was previously a hotep. Who knows? Is it the Hindus who get the reincarnation? Shout out to the Hindus, man. Shout out to the Hindus. Yeah. Do you have anything else to say on that racism topic? Jesus
racist.
Christ!
All of y'all are racist. Y'all bastards. All of y'all.
Would y'all break up with a significant other if their family is dysfunctional?
This ought to be fun.
No, that's when it gets interesting.
You get with them and, you know, you realize, okay, well, I want to be in this person's life or whatever. And you start to meet their family and you realize, oh shit, the brother's on drugs and the father's like an abusive alcoholic and the mother, you know, is turning tricks on the side.
Mm-hmm. Yo, then our conversation is going to be hilarious.
I kind of agree with that. I agree with that.
I'm going to be like, this shit, what are you talking about? I will stay in that family because no matter what I do wrong, bitch, you've been tricking.
Yep.
Motherfucker, you are alcoholic.
Yep.
And you are drugs. So no matter what I do, I'm still better.
This is the bar where you judge your relationship by. If this is the bar, you know what? I need to distance myself from you guys.
Adam DeGale had a problem with what I said. I said, baby girl, yeah, well, you can't do much better than me. Look where you come from.
Whoa.
Look where you come from.
Whoa. I can't even leave that.
Yeah.
I can't even leave that in. I can't.
Why not leave it in? I don't give a fuck.
You know what? Unfortunately, I couldn't live in that level of dysfunction. I'm sorry. No, this is the level of dysfunction. I can't be associated with this. All right.
Well, then you're wrong. You're wrong because you're judging her on what her parents are doing.
I am judging what the future of our kids will be exposed to, and I'm making a decision for my future kids.
You're dropping my kids from being exposed to harmful lifestyles.
You can literally just move. You do understand.
Yeah,
you just
but you still. So what? You're never gonna introduce the grandparents.
Yep.
Why? If your dad-in-law's like
a coke dealer.
I mean, all you have to do is move to an Islamic country, right? Wow. So that when they come
out with the special ones.
Yeah, you move to an Islamic country so that when they come to visit, they can't get those things easily. And easily because you can still get those things.
You know what? You know what's gonna happen? Because now we know no longer the visit; it's a funeral now. Because they'll still try to get it, get caught. And now your girl's crying.
What I would say, right, is that just have supervised visitation with the grandparents, with the family.
Or I could just find somebody who's a stable family.
If you have a significant other, you would leave them over that.
It's pretty much based on
how dysfunctional the family is.
Yeah. No, the family is bad. We know the family is bad.
The family is terrible, horrible, yeah, absolutely.
I'm gone yesterday.
She is not bad.
I am gone yesterday.
Nah.
But why?
I am not exposed. I have to deal with that stress. She gonna get the stress of her family. Then she gonna throw that on me.
You're talking like the parents are still in control of her life.
No, but she okay.
She's dating a black man. Clearly, they're not in control of her life.
Wow.
Even though I was gonna throw all of this in her face, I'm still not as bad as that. I won't abandon her. Why would I abandon her? She's a good woman. Why would I abandon a good woman because of what her parents?
You know what?
Choices of her family.
You know what? Then she's right. She's right. I'm not the one for her because I'm not strong enough to deal with it. So she needs to find someone who's strong enough.
But you're talking like you're not in control.
No. If you're not strong enough to deal with that, you're not a king.
Exactly. So you three kings could deal with it. You three kings could deal with that.
For me, it depends on the woman. It depends if she is acknowledging that her family is shitty, and that when we're in the serious part of the relationship, we're moving away from her family. Because the only reason I would even know that her family is shitty is based off of my encounters with them. So if you're living with them, we're moving out. If we're having a baby, they're not really gonna see them because we're in control of our lives. Like we're adults. Moms, you're 29, 28. Like no person. Gonna tell me how to operate with my wife, I'm assuming wife, and my daughter or son. Like that's just not gonna happen. If I know my dad-in-law, my mom-in-law is sniffing mad that was a coke, and if they injected themselves with heroin, you're never seeing them. Never seeing them. It's as plain as that. Even if you show up at the door, you're not coming in.
What happens if you go to work and your wife just takes the kid and walks? She has to see her.
That's why it's dependent on her. It's not dependent on the family. The family could be like terrorists for all I give a fuck. They could be organizing a strike against the UK next week. I don't give a fuck. It's really about the woman and if she's going to indulge it. If she's going to enable it or indulge it, then fine. I can give up on you. But if you're with me in this, then there's nothing to do.
How is the correct way for her to behave? Could they still keep
dismissive
blood? So she has to get rid of. So you saying she has to give up on her family?
Yes. If your family is shitty, you should have given up your family regardless of if I'm with you.
Wow.
No.
I am the bad one.
I can't say that. Don't give up on your family.
If my family are treacherous, like they're stealing money from me so that they can get the next hook, they're selling my belongings, they're fucking sniffing every single line of coke that they can find, they're fuck people getting like multiple STDs and shit, and they're being racist as fuck, I am leaving that family way before I even meet my significant other. That's what I'm saying. It has nothing to do with the family. The family is just whatever. You should be like if we're being serious about this, you should be planning to move on from like being with your family. Either way, we're moving out. Like what is like?
I am not arguing distancing yourself from that behavior. What you're saying. Drop people like this, no tomorrow.
I'm saying you're not seeing your granddaughter or grandson and you fix up.
I'm just
now
saying.
I know why Ken wanted to move so quickly.
So, I don't know how, okay, I only moved when I was 28, so I don't know how that quick. But you shouldn't expect to have access to your granddaughter or grandson if you're like that. So why should we expect to give you access to
I'm just saying, I'm letting her be with her family if she chooses to be.
So, but that's what, see, so you're saying it's dependent on her if you're saying if she chooses.
No.
Because if she doesn't choose to be, is it still a problem? If she dismisses him, like I said, she should dismiss him, is it still a problem?
If she comes after we meet them, like the first, second time, she bought, listen, I know that's a bit too much, and if you want to move away from this, I am full support because I know how bad this is, then I'll be like, well, that's a level of clairvoyance. Let's go. Cool. Deal.
Then it doesn't depend on the family.
But, the moment she says every Thanksgiving she wants to go visit her family.
Now I'm like, no, straight up, no. That's when we're having an argument. Like, until they fix up, they are not seeing my granddaughter or grandson.
So when you go there, so when you're going to wonder, let's say you don't have kids. You don't have kids, but she has to check. She's like, listen.
Hell no.
So you won't go. She said, listen. Despite where everything that's going on, they're still my family. I still want to see that they're alive.
Then that is an issue with her. You can go see your family. That's great.
You're not going.
Don't bring me into it.
So when the family keeps asking, where is Ken?
If the family, every time you walk through the door, called you nigger.
No, let's say, look, let's eliminate racism.
What do you mean? Racism. We're talking about what the family is.
Yeah,
why do we have to eliminate racism?
Because I'm saying I wouldn't be with any girl who family is that deep racist.
I wouldn't, if the family is that deep racist, if the woman is not, I don't give a fuck. Because yeah, it's about her. The family's not gonna.
I'll be worried about the first time I go there and they said nigger, because I'll be thinking it's bitch and it's food. I'm not even gonna entertain the idea of staying.
Yeah,
in
but
the house.
That's the thing. If the moment I hear that word, I'm out of there. And if she decides to be like, like I'm in a wrong or I did anything slightly askew, then it's dropped. Instant drop. That, because that's her. That has nothing to do with the family. That's her.
So let's eliminate racism and everything else. Just eliminate racism.
Everything else in the same. If her mom or dad is offering me a line when I get in there and she says, you're making me feel uncomfortable with the fact that you're not taking this line, take this fucking line right now. I'm just like, you know what? Not for me.
You take the line. What?
No. What the hell? Fuck no.
How do you reject food?
No, you know,
Ken, you are a big African hard rock nigga though.
If they have multiple puncture wounds on their arm, and they're like, let's skip dinner and just head straight to dessert. I'm good.
They're gonna offer you a line of coke, right? And there's going to be a plate of jollof rice at the end of the line of coke.
No, I'm good.
How do you feel?
It's about what if the woman.
How would that be? What if a girl did the line of coke?
If the girl did the line of coke, I'm good. Like, what are you doing line of coke when I'm trying to have a baby?
Okay. Let me say something. If I was dating a girl and a family was horrible like that, but she was not involved in her family, like sniffing coke and doing all that thing, I don't mind dating. The trend with my kids would see that side of the family when I say it's okay under supervised fucking visit. Right? And when I say supervised, I'm walking with a shortcut. That's kind of supervised visit. Right? To make it even That's right. I won't judge her by what her family did. That's what her family did. She's
I'm not judging her.
You understand?
I am not judging
her. I'm okay with her. I've never said you were judging her right now. I did not say that right now. I said that earlier, not right now. Okay? But I'll be okay with it. All I will know is that there will never be a dull family dinner, family reunion. It shit will never be dull in that family. We always have something to talk about.
Think? I can't make jokes. Will, like, when we are alone, I can't make jokes.
Not, I'm making jokes like fucking what? Man. Shit that I'm saying, not any family. And anything I do, like I said earlier, anything I do, I'll be like, yeah, but look, he does cook. So bad is what I do. Yes, I crashed a car. That's okay. I saw her on the side of the street tricking out for money.
I'm done here. This is exactly what I rather just let her be. Listen, only under the condition Ken says she's actually aware that her family is dysfunctional and wants to break apart from it. I can live with that. But then she's like, yeah, I understand my family is dysfunctional, but I have to be there for them stuff. Then you go be there for them. Leave me out. You go be there for them. I respect that. You go try and fix them.
Well, all right then.
I was wondering how long you're gonna hold out.
What is going on tonight, man?
This is a weird podcast.
Ew, it's so fucking strange. So fucking strange. I guess we're gonna have to stay on the topic of girlfriends or significant others. Someone did ask the question: if your ex passes away, let's say you're in a relationship, right, and your ex passes away, if you cry, would you expect your current significant other to end the relationship?
No,
I wouldn't cry. Shit, that
you said,
but
and,
if you do,
said, and. You said I'm, so we're insinuating the situation happened and you cry.
Yeah.
It will probably be in the shower.
You know what? Oh you know God, what? I'm gonna flip this. I'm gonna flip this. If you were a girl, right, and her ex dies and she cries, do you leave her?
No,
that's her fucking business. I ain't crying. As long as I don't have to comfort her and it's not my fault that she's crying, I'm good.
Of course, you have to comfort her.
No, shit, that's. Let the dead ex comfort her. Fuck that. He broke her heart, not me. He broke her heart by dying, not this nigga. I swear.
It's never a dull moment with Wackless. It's never a dull. Wow. I will not break up with my girlfriend for feeling. No.
Yeah, 100%
no. No, that's dark. That's dark. Because what if she's been with this guy for 7 years? Yeah. They may have had a kid. I'm not saying I would. Anyway, that's a different topic. But she
no,
had a
they
kid.
Don't.
They don't have a kid. So just an ex. But let's say they're 7 years together or 10 years together.
Yeah.
No. I can't. How can I expect you to not feel that you will never see the person who could be a good friend still? I'm not saying is or isn't, but you never see them again. So it's alright to feel like, yo, it's gone.
What if you're the one who's crying and you know, she says, yo, you have to leave, you know. They get your ass up out of this house.
Alright, bye. A
trash human being.
No, bye. Bye.
Trash,
she probably
trash,
is.
Trash.
She probably is, but you know what? Bye.
Fuck that. Fuck that. I'm gonna go kill her ex and let her cry.
Her ex is already.
Her ex is already dead.
He said if I was the one crying, right?
Oh, true.
Yeah, wow. If I was the one crying, she said, I'm gonna go kill her ex and let her cry. Fuck that. I'm joking, I wouldn't kill her ex. But,
No, you don't say. Really? I thought you would really go kill the ex there, Darren.
No, like serious talk. Like serious talk. Most of the shit I say, I probably would do. But not that one. Not that one.
We hope as much, a lot of the stuff you say you won't do. We hope all of nearly all of
would.
It.
I said would. I probably would.
And I'm hoping, we hoping you wouldn't do majority of the stuff you say.
It's okay. Y'all can hope.
You know, all things considered, I really don't put it past them.
Like I said,
I really don't put it past them.
But I wouldn't kill her. Ex. But if she tells me to leave because I'm crying, well, fuck that, I'ma leave. What am I gonna do?
Fine.
I'm telling you, I'm packing up all my shit, and I'm gonna be dancing on the way out. I'm gonna be. In fact, no. I'm gonna do it like my part, like my friend. I'm gonna leave the night and come back the next day with an amazing, hot, sexy Spanish woman to pick up all my shit. Fuck it.
Yeah. Specifically, a Spanish woman.
This is an elaborate. Yeah.
Spanish woman. How do I elaborate? I'm gonna pass by villa. Yeah, I gave her 500 to come pick up some stuff with me. You know, I let her hug me up and think, call me papi.
See, now that is racist.
Oh, that is racist. Call me papi. Oh, that is
very, very.
Call me papi.
That's so fucking bad.
And then go and pick up all my stuff, and I'll be smiling while I'm handing her my stuff to put in the car. You know, if you don't want to be with me, there are other people out there that want to be with me. Come on.
I hear you, though. I hear you. I mean, it's not for me. I would just leave because I don't need that kind of toxicity in my life. But I can't be emotional all of a sudden. I mean, come on. That seems a tad ridiculous.
If you've seen the video, see how many girls said you're leaving their guy. I was just like, wow.
That's okay. Wow. That's okay. Better yet, if they leave, a Spanish woman will, when they come to pick up their stuff later, a Spanish woman will already be waiting in the house. You understand? Cooking.
Just under the sheets.
No, not under the sheets. Cooking that meal. You understand? Cooking that meal in high heels. Know what I'm saying?
I'm done.
This guy. Air-conditioned the whole house just to get a blanket. So when she come over and be like, yeah, your stuff is in the back. And when she walk in, me and the Spanish under a blanket just hugging her. That's it.
Why is this guy?
You know, can he get chopped up?
He wants the trouble. He wants the trouble.
He and the Spanish woman looking for death.
She is going to shoot your head clean off.
How can she shoot my head clean off? How? How?
Take your head clean off.
I mean, in a sexual sense, I would love that, right? But in this sense, why would you want to kill me? You the one that leave.
Nigga, what would you do? What would you deal with? How would you handle the situation, Nigga?
No, I'd simply leave. Like, I don't need that. I don't need that energy in my life. No. Allow me to be vulnerable. You know, it's not often guys get to be emotionally vulnerable. So when it does happen, why would you? Why would that you? Right. You know.
That is not right.
Close it down. Like, what?
Guys supposed to have that, they're supposed to be able to be emotionally vulnerable without being judged, just like that's it.
Just like what?
Woman.
Yeah.
Quick question. So let's say you don't know the guy. Let's say you don't know the guy. Would you go to the funeral with her?
Of course. I'm aware of blue tux. And be like, haha, I'm smashing the thing you gave up, motherfucker.
Wow.
I would be like,
I don't know if I would go to the funeral.
I would go.
I know, because you see, part of me wants to go, but the only reason that part of me would want to go is so that I can eye the homies of the dude, so I know who I need to look out for. because I don't want her to go to the funeral and then one of the dead dude's homies pulls up like, hey yo, he's rubbing the shoulders and shit. Oh, you know, it's so sad that he had to die, you know.
I would go, it depends. Like, if there's a League of Legends tournament going on, I'm not going. If there's a PUBG tournament going on, I'm not going. If there's like the Super Bowl or some kind of tournament or something, because you know I like to watch my tournaments, guys, right? I'm not going. If a new episode of Demon Slayer comes out, I'm not going.
Well, then we're all home. She's not going to the funeral either. Then we're all home.
Wait, hold up, Nico.
I'm just saying, you know?
I wouldn't go. That's why I'm wouldn't go.
Why?
Especially if I don't know the guy, then I have no right to be there. It's cool.
You haven't gone to a funeral or someone you don't know before?
Why? You're not going for the guy, you're going for the person.
Really?
You
know,
you're going to console your girlfriend.
I'll console her when she comes back.
Yeah.
She's not going to feel it that way. Yeah, then she's going to run one of the exes.
One of the exes friends get back. Yo, I'm so sorry. Okay. You know, it's so sad. You have to go. You know, shoulder to cry on.
Yeah, go on.
Shoulder to cry on, my nigga.
It's a
you gotta be there for her once in a while.
And she could come home and be like, it was really sad, and tell me about it, and we talk. But if she needs to go, if she needs somebody else,
she could come home late.
The moment is past at that point.
Okay,
man.
She's gonna come home late.
Then hear what?
You're gonna come home. I'm not hungry. I don't want to do it. I just want to sleep.
Okay, cool. Bye. What? You guys act like that. Take, babe, have your freedom. Have your freedom. If that's what you want to do with that freedom, go for it. Just leave me. Just like what? Let's say me and that Spanish woman. It's cool.
Oh no! You didn't promote that just now. You did not promote that. Okay, that is all worthless. 100% worthless. Every day, every week, 24/7. Right, 365. Don't come and be taking my thing right about now. Don't side with me. All of a sudden, things ain't going your way.
No, I simply said if she went to horn, I never said about leaving. She wants to horn. It's a different story than crying about someone who died. It's two different situations. Ooh.
Yeah, but all the time while you're saying I invite in trouble, so leave me. All you don't invite no trouble. I invite
No. You choose to invite trouble when you choose to bring a Spanish woman because she feels emotional. I choose to invite trouble because
she feels emotional enough. I said if she left me because I was emotional, or she threw me out because I was emotional. That's what I was saying.
Okay, and I'm saying
I will come to pick up my stuff with a Spanish woman.
I will get a Spanish woman if she decides that somehow one of his best friends was the best thing to do that night. So cool. I support her. If that was the best decision, go do you. I will just do me. No pain there. No problem.
We are completely disjointed, man.
It's gonna be hard.
They put something. Nah, just leave all that shit in. Man, just leave. Leave that shit as funny as fuck, man. Leave all that shit in. Yeah. Something's in the water, man. Your nigga's been eaten. Okay. your vegetables, your water and shit.
Nah, man, my eyes been hitting, man. I don't know, like I see something I wasn't supposed to see.
We were getting old out here. Jesus Christ.
Past our bedtime.
Alright. I have a bit of a sorry topic here. Ken, why don't you walk us through this one? Infiltration. Street Fighter Pro has a domestic abuse case. Tell us more about that. Why don't you, Ken?
So, about a year ago, more than a year ago, like 18 months ago, it was a beautiful wedding, beautiful shit, like, wife was beautiful, all that shit. Then all of a sudden, infiltration starts turning out to tournaments. He's all spotty, he doesn't look 100% fair, doesn't look well, he isn't performing. And then we find out that him and his wife divorced. And only like a couple days after that, we see that there's basically charges against him for domestic violence. Then there's a whole investigation shit. He gets dropped by his sponsor, Panda Global. And then it's found out that there's that the wife or ex-wife dropped the charges immediately and nothing else was said. He went on a year-long exile because he thought that, like, you know how sometimes, I don't want to try to sound racist on this one, but a lot of times Asian people do more to be sorry or to repent for their stuff. So he's like, I'm just not going to perform for a year or compete for a year because I don't want to disgrace the validity of the tournaments and stuff like that. Then, fast forward a few weeks ago, he finally does a full interview with, was it IGN Korea? And translated, it basically says that they had a bit of a, in the UK we like to call it a bit of a domestic, which is just an argument that involves more than just shouting, but it's not really dangerous to either person. And it turns out that he had wanted to divorce from time ago, and the wife was not accepting it. The wife was not accepting it so much to the point where she started buying shit even after he said, I want a divorce, with the couple's credit card. Never get a credit card with your significant other people. Do not do it. The shit like this will happen. And that they had the fight, and then she filed charges, and he wanted to file charges, but because of the stigma against men, he was warned by the, I guess their version of the police, not to press charges because it wouldn't look good for him. He took that as a threat and just decided not to go forward with the charges. And eventually she dropped the charges, but he still had to pay a fine. He technically hasn't been convicted of anything. They haven't gone to trial, but there's still the stigma out there that he beat his wife, essentially. And he's left in this place basically because of the, I don't want to use the word privilege, but advantage that women have in the eyes of the eyes of the people when it comes to this kind of stuff. So I just wanted to like raise this because, you know, we're all into that esports scene, and I thought we've been talking about this topic about accusations and false accusations and what you guys want to think about it. Maybe. All
right. So who wants to go first?
I can't speak. If I speak, I'll get arrested. So I get.
Please do.
I will get arrested.
Don't worry, man. Let's take off your clothes and run.
It can't be anything worse than what Darren said. Come on, man.
Come on. What did I say that was bad?
Don't make me.
Let's not start the list.
How many cuts have I done when I was editing Save a Nigga's Career? How many times I've won? Not this one. On a serious level, situations like this doesn't do any justice to the people who are in real cases, because there's a lot of people out there who are in real domestic violence, where they're getting beaten and the kids are probably getting abused and stuff. And I truly believe every time a false one comes out, it makes it harder for us to really believe the serious ones. That is the truth. And just like we said with the sexual assault, I think it was last week when the guy got raped, and you know how the stigma is. I don't think this stigma is going to go anytime. I don't know what it's going to take. I don't know what it's going to take to reverse the idea of a man coming out and saying, this is the situation, and the world actually looking at it. Because there was also a case, I think, one of the females who first invented this domestic shelters, when she tried to open up one for men, they ran out. I forgot her name. I need to Google that stuff, because they said men can't get beat by women and stuff. And this whole idea of it is just crazy. But and the fact that the police manipulate the system, bowling, you have to accept this, or this is not going to be good for you and stuff. And they even let him speak to his lawyer and stuff, because so you should be allowed to speak to your lawyer before you accept any agreements with the police or anything. You should have a right to speak to your lawyer and stuff. All these underhanded tactics and stuff, it's just, the system is broken. The whole system is broken. And I truly believe women are aware of it and will exploit it. And I will not accept anything that's telling me just believe. Just believe and trust women and no. Due fucking process. I want to see the whole case. I want to hear everything. I want to know everything before I draw a conclusion. And I will always think the person is innocent until I have everything to prove that this person is guilty. So, infiltration, sorry you went through that, Joy. Just keep your head up, but I don't like saying but, because but means like, but what can you do? What is in place to help protect men and stuff? So, it's what it is. Bring me my robot. Sophia 5000. I'm legit. Sophia 5000, innit? Sophia 5000. That seems to be the only way out these days.
How about you, Atlas? Darren? Like, we lost our man.
I'm on cap out.
Well, it seems like we've lost Darren.
I know how this beats. I've done this before. I've done this once before. Go on, Ken. Go on, Ken.
Yeah, I mean, Infiltration is one of my favorite fighting game personalities. Like, out of all of them. He's a very successful guy. Like, he's won multiple, like, Evo tournaments and stuff like that. And when he did the 1 year Exodus, he only did it from the Capcom Cup, which is essentially the Street Fighter version of the season. He was still competing. So the people around him, at least in the FGC, didn't really pay attention to the lack of evidence or to the all the hearsay that was going about and bringing up all these accusations. It was more so the media. I looked at it. And you tend to see when bigger media looks at a smaller like group of people or a smaller industry, they tend to look down on it and like budget and stuff like that. And that's all that's happened really. And it's like now there's this public perception of this man who hasn't really done anything wrong. And the only story out there is this IGN Korea interview that was loosely translated that probably no one's gonna read. So he's gonna be tagged with this essentially woman beater tag. For as long as humanly possible, but I don't know. Hopefully everything gets rectified. The thing is, I think it was I'm not 100% sure on this, but I think the wife was posting on Instagram as if everything was new, maybe even 5 days after the charges were dropped. So if that is the case, I think that tells you pretty much what the situation was like. It's not.
Can I add one thing? One thing before you go? And a situation like this makes me lose my mind, honestly, because there was like, I think it was three days ago or so, the case where Johnny Depp was being abused by his wife. And his wife claimed she got abused and became an ambassador for domestic violence. And it took so many pictures, video recordings, people witnessing, giving up statements and stuff to prove that he is not innocent. And she is the one who was being abusive. That he had to, for him to finally be able to sue her for it. And all she had to say, he abused me. Some fake tears, some fake lies. All of, I believe it was 90% of, or majority of Johnny Depp's ex-wives and girlfriends came out on board. What is she talking about? Never had any problems with him. Never. So when all the exes, when you had kids and all I'm saying, no, he can still see his kid. Never abusive, never seen it. And she just make one statement and it may have ruined his career or whatever from part of the program. Don't know. I'm just gonna say this goes on just your word. And it's so much damage. Life.
Breathe, my friend. Breathe.
Life, yo.
I mean, there's not really much to say. After you, I think you guys said it all. There's a lot of stigma attached to it, and we're never really gonna know the truth, right? Never gonna actually know the truth. We can only assume, and as the saying goes, assuming makes an ass out of you and me. So at this point, it's kind of like damned if you do, damned if you don't, really. I think that's where it needs to stay, at least for now, until you know some sort of other information comes out. Do you guys feel like incidents like this validate esports though?
When you say validate, what do you mean?
Yeah, what do you mean?
So I was speaking to Darren, or he did say BRB. I was speaking to Darren a while ago, and he was saying, well, whenever there's an actual fight, like let's say we're watching the League of Legends finals and Reckless walks over the stage at the end of a match and like fucking absolutely decks caps in his face, right? That then and only then he will consider esports a real sport now. So do you all think that, or do you all feel that these real life, I say real life, but you know what I mean, when these real life events or issues happen, do they validate sports, esports? Not necessarily sports, this. Well, I'm asking.
I wouldn't say they validate the sport, but I would say like okay, it finally has a fight in esports. It finally has something. I mean, we did have a mass shooting in esports, but you know, that's just American doing American things. So, but other than that, like when a guy gets upset and he just rushes over and punches the next one, then you know that the tension is so high that it actually the adrenaline and the, you know, it just feels like okay, now it's a real sport. Now shit's going down and people emotion is flaring.
I think you have different parameters for.
I what's think that
to me for what makes a sport a sport.
No, I'm not saying esports. Well, I'm not saying actually not saying esports is not real sport, you know. But what I'm saying is that what I mean is that there are certain things that happen through sports all over, through any sport. People fight, people, you know, get emotional. So when things like that start to happen in esports, you say, all right, man, these now they're just like every other athlete all around the world. Because yeah, esports is very tame, though.
No, like when I saw Faker cry when he didn't go to Worlds, I'm all right. I know he felt this. He felt the burden of not being able to carry his team. Didn't need to punch Hooney and be like, what are you doing?
Yeah, but in esports world, there's always a lot of trolling, a lot of insults and boasting during esports amongst the competitors. Just like regular sports, but just regular sports, people get into heated arguments where they throw punches. In esports, they don't get into heated arguments and stuff.
Basically, the difference there is that there's physical contact. And you like, the physical contact is like a foul or someone gets pushed or someone's doing some dirty shit. And even in hockey, where it's promoted physical contact, there isn't any of that in esports. That's why there isn't any escalation into actual fights or anything like that. The coaches aren't allowed to stand next to each other. Sorry?
There isn't that in tennis and table tennis and volleyball, but they still fight it out.
You need to show me where the fight is in tennis.
You've never seen, I'll show you.
If two people were fighting. Two people shouting at each other, fine.
I think the best fight I've ever seen in sports is in basketball. It's literally in basketball. When the crowd finally got what they asked for. Best fight ever.
It's not like rugby where people are like literally trying to throw people to the ground and someone fucks some shit up and you're gonna get a blow to the face with a 10 ton knuckle. Like it's not like that. These people are separated, they're concentrating on their screens. It's like, especially imagine if they tried to, like, one person got from their chair and then headed over to the other side in the League of Legends final. By the time they got there, security would have been there, stopped them from doing what they were about to do. It's like there's no real chance to get away with what you tried to get away with. I'm all for the shouting. I think the passion is what makes it bad. I think the passion. If you see, like, I know he gets teased for it, but if I see Reckless cry, I know he wanted that shit hard. I don't know if he was good enough to earn that shit, but at least I know he wanted it.
I feel he's good enough to earn it. I feel like he's good enough to earn it. It's just, things don't shake out in his way all the time. Unfortunately, or ever, really. Because he always falters at, like, the final step. Yeah. It's always the final step. And I guess that's what champions are made of, being able to take that final step. But I agree with you, Ken, when it comes to passion. When you see Madison Square Garden filled out, when you see these big-ass arenas overseas, like in international arenas, filled out with just fans for one game, that's one IP, just League of Legends alone, or Counter-Strike alone, or Hearthstone alone. When you see these big places filled out for these types of tournaments and esports, to me, that's what validates it, you know? Being able to say, well, this is a way for, one, make their living, and two, express fandom. I mean, it also helps that we're nerds too, right? Yeah.
We're talking about esports? Because I've been looking for this kind of shit, right?
There was one other thing on the docket today. Unfortunately, we have to go to America, but such is life sometimes.
Do we have to, though? Do we really have
to? Yes,
can we just write them off? Can we just write them off like we know like North Korea and stuff? We'll just be like, well, they exist, but you know.
We'll do it one more time. Matthew Bernard, right? Had apparently just murdered two people, including a child. In a video, he was being chased on foot by officers. While he was being chased on foot by officers, by police officers, he choked a person, a man. And we're left wondering, well now, seeing as Matthew Bernard is a white person, if this was a black person, we all know the outcome. At least I would assume we know the outcome.
Well, the black person would have been carried for burger just before they took him into jail.
So what did you want to say about your topic, Derek? Because you wanted to talk about this.
I find it the police should have put down that guy and like shoot him in the head. Why is it? And most of that video, the police wasn't even running down the guy. The guy was running them down, which was bullshit.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know what, Ken?
Why they didn't tase the guy?
I can't believe I'm going to say this. So I might have to edit this out after I'm done. But Ken, I think you're right. The only way to fix this,
Gun him down. Gun him down. That's what I'm talking about.
I think he was naked also. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't care.
Gun that naked bitch down.
Yeah, but
the police has a fucking like an automatic rifle. He's chasing down a police. He's naked, chasing down an officer who is in possession of an automatic rifle
and a taser and pepper spray and a baton
and a canine unit. Like, they brought out the SWAT and everything for this guy.
I find that shit, I let the SWAT nibble on the dick. Sorry, the canine nibble on the dick. Fuck him up.
Ken, we will not change society until we gun them down. No. I've actually accepted. You win.
Yeah. I feel like on that note, we could end, yeah?
Yeah, go through.
This has been a weird show.
This has been a very weird cast. A very weird cast. But you know what? Thank you all for rocking with us, man. It's like it's not like this all the time, but it's like this sometimes. A little bit, but not plenty. You know, sometimes you add a salt and you wing a little bit. Those of you all from Trinidad will understand that. The rest of you all need to play catch up. You folks can catch us every Friday on all streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple, YouTube, or anywhere else you listen to podcasts. And you can interact with us on social media. That's at GendPod on Twitter and at GendPodcast on Instagram. Thanks for listening again, guys. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. And don't forget to hit that bell on YouTube so you get notified when we drop a new episode. Y'all take it easy, man. One.